This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we have a great problem, an aspect of American exceptionalism, which I believe in, an aspect of American exceptionalism that we don't welcome and should not tolerate. We are a unique country in terms of the number of school shootings, mass shootings, that occur in this country. We're not the only place it happens. It's happened in Britain and in Germany and in Russia several times, but nowhere with the frequency that we have in the United States. Why is that a distinctive public health crisis? And why are young American males, as Maureen Callahan of the New York Post calls them, the greatest public health crisis today? Our guest is Maureen Callahan, who's an award-winning investigative journalist, an author, columnist, and commentator. She's covered everything, yes, from pop culture to politics. Her writing has appeared in Vanity Fair, a New York Spin, and the New York Post, where she's critic at large. She lives in New York City. Maureen, great to speak to you, and congratulations on an important column. It's posted at our website, a column that appeared recently in the New York Post. Let me begin by asking, you talk about this public health crisis, the angry young American male. Why don't we hear news stories about, the angry young Canadian male, or the angry young Portuguese male? What makes American young men particularly angry and dangerous?
Michael, if I knew, it's so above my comprehension. If to take your question on its face, the problem is that we are the only country that seems to be producing generation after generation of young men who take out their anger, aggression, alienation, fear, desperation, mental illness, what have you, in our schools, and who target our most innocent and vulnerable. And whenever this happens, and it happens far too often and frequently, and the danger there is we become desensitized to it and we just consider it part of the cost of doing business in America. But our conversation nationally and often in the mainstream media reflexively defaults to gun control. And each side retreats to their given stances, which never seem to move very much. And we remain locked in this battle. And what I'm trying to say with this column is it's not just about gun control. We have an epidemic in this country. I do consider this the number one public health crisis facing America. Why? How? What is in our water that we are producing young American males to be this angry?
And do you have some, because you mentioned in your column some aspects of the what are called the incel community, if it's a, call it a community, meaning involuntarily celibate. I believe they started using that term after a mass shooting in Santa Barbara, somebody who was going after sorority girls in particular. And he had expressed anger, rage, that he couldn't get a date. And is there any reason to believe that that is more of a problem? I mean, right now you, And again, when you look at these mass shootings, one of the things that is interesting is that there virtually are no women. I mean, it's, I think they counted, for the most recent mass shootings, multiple casualty shootings, there were 123 males and three females who were involved. That's another part of the equation.
I believe in at least one of those cases, it was a joint male-female sort of, you know, endeavor. It wasn't a lone actor who was a female. I mean, women just don't do this stuff. They don't. And that's, you know, it's interesting, Michael, because I did receive emails today from men who misread my point and expressed a lot of anger that, you know, I'm castigating men in this column and I'm blaming men in this column. And in fact, I'm doing the exact opposite. You know, I'm saying there is something very wrong when our boys and teenage boys and young men feel so disaffected and who, by the way, send up red flags long before they ever enter a classroom with a semi-automatic weapon. You know, and we're learning very quickly with this latest shooter, you know, very active online, not on the dark web, just online, articulating his desire and will to shoot up an elementary school very soon. Everybody around him was sort of keeping their distance. He struck them as very strange. He, you know, all of these perpetrators, it's a very similar criminal profile. They all share so many things in common. You know, they're extremely alienated. They refuse to attend school. They become deeply involved in the virtual world, in online communities, in first-person shooter video games. They have a lot of anger towards girls and women in their lives. They are estranged from at least one parent. They may have been bullied. They may be on medications. They all begin to express the desire to inflict serious harm on children in schools or their peers in schools. And I think we are adept enough and sophisticated enough and erudite enough a country that we could attack this problem if we would only listen, because these school shootings have become just endemic in the culture, and it just cannot be. We cannot allow this to happen.
Well, again, there are two questions that are worth bringing up, because it doesn't just happen in America, but we react to it very differently than other countries. There's a piece by Max Fisher today in the Times that actually looks at what happened in Australia, what happened in Canada, what happened in Norway, what happened in Britain and in Scotland, where there were school shootings and horrible ones. There was this horrible mosque shooting with 51 people killed in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Right.
And in all of those places, the profile that you're describing here for America, it fits those countries as well. What they did in all of those cases, and the United States is the outlier, is they immediately made it much more difficult and in some cases impossible to get guns. And by the way, it is striking, isn't it, that the stock prices of gun makers were soaring yesterday. I don't know about today. I haven't checked yet. And again, people rush out to buy more guns whenever something like this happens, not because they want to do this, but because they don't want the government to take their guns away. If you can continue, can you hang on for a few more minutes, Maureen?
Yeah, of course.
Terrific. We will be back with Maureen Callahan, who is a critic at large for the New York Post and also writes for many other prestigious publications. Her column, Our Greatest Public Health Crisis, The Angry Young American Male. How do you assuage that anger? We'll talk about it coming up.
your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking to Maureen Callahan, who is an award-winning investigative journalist and columnist and commentator. She's written a provocative column, Our Greatest Public Health Crisis, The Angry Young American Male. What do you think about the idea, Maureen, that part of the anger of young American males, which feeds on itself, has to do with terms of current, any comparison between males and females in terms of how they score in school, how they do in terms of college graduation. About two-thirds, just under two-thirds now, of graduates from four-year colleges are female. Men are losing ground against women. Now, you could say, well, women are gaining ground toward equality. In a lot of measures in this society, right now there's no more ground to gain. It's the men who are feeling left behind, who are feeling disrespected, who are feeling powerless. Could some of this have to do with that that idea of women having gone beyond equality and achieved even a kind of superiority that causes great, great male rage and resentment?
Well, I want to, before I address that, I want to go back to something you brought up before the break, and you asked me why I had sort of, why I had focused on the angry young American male and not the angry young Canadian male or the British male, because there have been school shootings in countries other than America. But the last school shooting in the UK was in 1996. Australia has only ever had six school shootings. Norway, that atrocity was an outlier. That is the only one, to my recollection and reporting, that I can find, and Canada has had 19, and even their school shootings tend not to result in fatalities. We are an outlier. This country, this should be a source of deep shame.
And without doubt, and there is a great deal of writing today about reflecting the simple, overwhelming number of guns. We have 400 million guns in this country in private hands. And it is vastly easier to get a gun than it was or is in Britain. But the point being made that Britain and Canada and Norway and Australia all reacted to horrible shooting incidents. I remember there was Dunblane in Scotland where I think it was 35 people were shot at school. And after those incidents, they made it more difficult for people to get weapons.
Right. And Mike, that's exactly the point. They did make it more difficult. And those incidents went down or were, in the case of the UK, we're talking school shootings, effectively eradicated.
Yeah. Britain has one of the lowest levels of gun violence in the world.
Right, that's still the point of my article, my column, which is not just about gun control. You know, and that is part of the discussion, but it has overwhelmed this problem like a nuclear mushroom cloud. It's not just gun control, because anybody, let's say we enacted the kind of strictures that say Britain has, right? Anybody who is still bound and determined to get a gun is going to get a gun.
Without doubt, and because there are so many there. And by the way, I have the same skepticism you do of easy, simple solutions. H.L. Mencken once wrote that for every complex problem, there is a solution that is easy, direct, obvious, and wrong. And which is it seems to me part of the problem here. The one thing we also have an epidemic of is not just violence, it's mental illness generally. We have a mental illness pandemic in this country, don't we? And you see it in behavior like this, which is profoundly dangerous. You see it with the behavior of literally thousands of people living on the streets who refuse offers of a place to stay, which happens all the time. There's a big story we're covering later about Los Angeles having a diversion problem. They've devoted millions to it, hundreds of millions, and people won't take the offer of going off the streets. Mental illness.
Right. Your quote, to your H.L. Mencken quote, I mean, there are multiple reasons for that. You know, it's not just sort of an obstreperous you know, anti-governmental stance. You know, most people on the street are mentally ill. But just to go back to the pandemic, if you will, of school shootings, as I wrote in my column, you know, the world was confronted with a novel virus, a pandemic that sent us into lockdown globally. Within 1 year, we came up with a vaccine. Within 1 year, you know? So I don't understand why the same amount of determination and focus is not being brought to bear on this problem, because when you look at who is perpetrating these crimes that are copycats and similar, the perpetrator is almost always the same. They share the exact same characteristics. They are crying out for help long before they ever enter a classroom with a semi-automatic weapon, and they are planning these events. You know, one of the most chilling details in this most recent shooting, which is beyond comprehension and heartbreaking, is that when this shooter entered the room, he locked the door behind him. He was planning that. He locked the door. So, you know, we really, I would hope that there would be some sort of combination of a public and a private enterprise that is devoted to cracking what this multi-pronged sickness in our culture is, as if it were the Manhattan Project, because I think it's that critical.
Well, again, for parents, of course it is. I mean, we played earlier today a grieving father who was willing to talk about how he found out that his little daughter's best friend was covered in blood, but that it was his daughter's blood and that she hadn't made it. She had been one of the fallen. And again, I do think what you're talking about is having some kind of Manhattan Project or Operation Warp Speed to try to crack the code. The question is, have we really tried any meaningful suggestion yet? And I do think part of the suggestion is going to have to focus on more attention, more concern to people who suffer from severe mental illness and may be a danger to themselves or to others. We also have a soaring rate of suicide, which is directly related. Maureen Callahan, thank you for your time. Thank you for your column. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with a legislative solution that won't work.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Texas say the suspected elementary school shooter entered through an unlocked door. South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon then saying the suspect engaged in a gun battle with officers 4 minutes after he entered the school.
Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school.
The United States and allies are concerned about multiple ballistic missile launches by North Korea. So said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He told reporters U.S. analysts are still reviewing data Kirby calling North Korea's actions provocative and saying the North continues to pose security problems to the Indo-Pacific region. He also noted a phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Japanese counterpart, but did not offer any specifics. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As I mentioned, today the news keeps breaking virtually every moment. I want to mention to people who want to continue conversation and actually take it a look at a very direct problem is how do families handle the situation? How do you break news to children? At what age do children need to know about this? All of those questions are going to be discussed in the webinar that my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, does regularly. It is available at Barry Shore, that's B-A-R-R-Y, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, and it's /marriage, and it's free. You can see it on YouTube, you can see it all over, completely free, at 3:30 this afternoon, right after we are done here. 3:30 Pacific time, that's 6:30 Eastern time. And please join Dr. Diane Medved and others for the webinar this afternoon. Wall Street Journal breaking news. The gunman behind the mass shooting at an elementary school lingered outside the building for 12 minutes. Firing shots before walking into the school and then barricading in a classroom where he killed 19 children and two teachers, authorities said in a news conference, laying out a new timeline of events. Victor Escalon, a regional director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said he couldn't say why nobody stopped now deceased gunman. 18-year-old Salvador Ramos from entering the building, the school building, during that time on Tuesday. Most of the shots Ramos fired came during the first several minutes when he entered the school. Now, he was out in front of the school for 12 minutes. Apparently, he was firing at a funeral parlor across the street, and there were a number of people on the street who he missed who ran away. The distance between the police station in Uvalde, Texas, and the Robb Elementary School is 3 minutes. Think about it. The officials previously said an armed school officer had confronted Ramos as he arrived at the school. Mr. Escalon said today that information was incorrect. No one encountered Ramos as he arrived at the school. There was not an officer readily available and armed, Mr. Escalon said. Ramos shot his grandmother Tuesday morning and then used her truck to drive to Robb Elementary School, crashing the truck into a nearby ditch at 11:28 a.m., according to the timeline, the new timeline. The gunman then began shooting at people at a funeral home across the street, prompting a 911 call reporting a gunman at the school at 11:30. Ramos then climbed a fence onto the school grounds and began firing before walking inside unimpeded at 11:40. The first police arrived on the scene at 11:44 and exchanged gunfire with Ramos, who barricaded himself in a fourth grade classroom. There he killed the students and teachers. A Border Patrol tactical team went into the school an hour later at 12:40 and was able to get into the classroom and kill Ramos. Thursday's updates came as Uvalde residents were asking questions and expressing anger over the time it took for law enforcement to end the school shooting. Video circulated on social media showing parents confronting police outside the building while Ramos was barricaded in the classroom. And this now from National Public Radio. Frustrated onlookers urged urged police officers to charge into the Texas elementary school where a gunman's rampage killed 19 children and two teachers. Witnesses said today as investigators worked to track the massacre that lasted upwards of 40 minutes and ended only when the 18-year-old shooter was killed by a Border Patrol team. Go in there," nearby women shouted to the officers soon after the attack began, said Juan Carranza, 24, who saw the scene from outside his house right across the street from Robb Elementary School in the close-knit town of Uvalde. Carranza said the officers did not go in. Javier Cazares, whose fourth-grade daughter, Jacqueline Cazares, was killed in the attack, said he raced to the school when he heard about the shooting, arriving while police were still gathered outside the building. There is this from an email that came in from Gary in Washington State. He says, we are no longer the greatest nation on God's green earth, far from it. If we were, we would protect our children. There were parents who were deliberately trying to do just that. This came in from Frank in Bothell, Washington. Ban the Second Amendment. If you disagree, then also ban the First Amendment to save society from stupid speech. No one needs a gun anymore except police and military. The killing must end. That would go against the Second Amendment, making it impossible for 18-year-olds with a troubled past and all kinds of warning signs, making it impossible for people in that particular age group to get a AR-15 style rifle, a semi-automatic weapon of formidable power, and then to get by with it some 300 rounds of ammunition, that's not a violation of the Second Amendment. And no Supreme Court is going to say so. There's also this, which is, again, there's more and more information that keeps coming up. The Daily Mail in Britain, which has a whole team investigating the background of the shooting, says a female gamer reported a fellow online player to the FBI after he threatened to shoot up a school when he lost their game. that occurred just hours before Salvador Ramos killed 21 people in the Texas school massacre. The woman, who has not given her name, was playing the horror survival game, Dead by Daylight. She was playing with four other people online, where they are known only as their gamer tag. On Tuesday, the day of the shooting. In the game, four players are assigned the role of the survivors who must hide and survive another player, the killer. If caught, the survivors are impaled on hooks and sacrificed. Sounds like just good, clean fun, right? But she became disturbed when she heard a male gamer playing the killer launching a furious tirade when he lost and started saying that he was going to shoot up a school. The killer even claimed that he would use an AR-15. This is the same weapon that Ramos used just a few hours later when he shot his grandmother in the face, then drove to Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, where he shot dead 19 children and two teachers. After the male gamer began making the threats, the female gamer recorded them and sent audio to the FBI. Good for her. She also sent audio to the creators of the game, Behavior Interactive. They mentioned they had some type of gun, meaning the other gamer, and he kept saying it was going to be all of our fault, the player said on Reddit. You might want to avoid spending hours of your precious life to playing the game Dead by Daylight. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a explosion of conspiracy theories, of course, showing, as usual, the absolute worst in America, including some members of Congress who have signed on to some of the conspiracy theories about the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. There's also a reminder. And I do think that as we continue to dig into this and find out what's going on and find out what happened and learn more about the entire question of context here, as that's happening, I think it's also very important to keep in mind what you hear about some of these individuals in Uvalde, Texas. And some of the great good in America. I mean, I'm thinking about that, I guess the Garcia family, Irma Garcia, was one of the teachers who was heroic. And her husband, Joe, just died of a heart attack, leaving their four children, having lost both parents. There's a story of that one woman who came, was demanding to get into the school building. She probably wasn't armed, but she wanted to go in there because the police wouldn't, and she was handcuffed and then eventually released. She was handcuffed by U.S. Marshals who were on the scene, and then she eventually ran in, ran around them, got into the school building, and took out her children. And that's America too. And unfortunately there's also stupid, clownish, revolting, pathetic America. Actually, can we do a Golden Turkey Award perhaps for Oklahoma State Representative Mickey?
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Yes, this actually was a proposal. And it was made on the floor of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives. by Representative Mickey Dolenz, and he has been a member of the House, Democratic member of the House, let's make clear. And he had an idea to make America safer and better, which sounds like it's humorous, but I don't think he meant it that way. Listen, this is clip 55.
If you really want to end abortion, if that's your objective, then I would invite you to co-author a bill that I'm considering next year that would mandate that each male, when they reach puberty, get a mandatory vasectomy that's only reversible when they reach the point of financial and emotional stability. If you think that's crazy, then I think maybe you understand how 50% of Oklahomans feel as well.
Okay, he was talking about the pro-life bill that was passed in Oklahoma, which was the most extreme of any pro-life bill that has been passed so far. It would ban abortion from the moment of fertilization, it says. And but the idea that he's even joking. Look, there are all kinds of reasons to look with special concern at males, young males, including State Representative Mickey Dolenz. I believe he's 34 years old. But suggesting that you get a mandatory vasectomy simply shows why I think a lot of people, even joking about something like that, when you talk about the Democrats who are all for my body, myself, that basically suggesting that there should be no control or no government involvement with a new baby who is waiting to come into our world. At the same time, they want to give you complete, very personal control about male babies. Can one say invasion of privacy? And if you believe there is anything like a right to privacy that should be honored in America in laws and traditions, if not in the Constitution, then this is appalling and well-deserving of a Golden Turkey Award. This also goes to Whoopi Goldberg, who is feeling emotional like everybody else, and I understand that she's sincere on The View. She said this about the idea that there are people who do not share her idea of gun control who, as she would like to employ some kinds of non-firearms violence against. Listen, this is clip two.
What are we doing? Because why are we always at square one with this? And I swear to God, if I see another Republican senator talk about their heart being broken, I'm going to go punch somebody.
And kind of thoughts and prayers.
I can't take it in their thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
If your thoughts and prayers were really with everybody, you'd have done something by now. It's not like anybody's not trying to make this happen. What the hell is going on?
Okay. She's getting ready to... I'm going to punch somebody. Yeah, in other words, look, the frustration about not... I'll tell you what the frustration is. The frustration is both sides actually trying to play politics. And the one thing that anyone who is serious about actually trying to make this situation better ought to understand this, that... you will not make the situation better by increasing fears that the government is going to come and confiscate guns. People who have decided to own guns, to buy guns for their personal protection, and have no basis for having them taken away, in other words, no red flags, they haven't been involved in domestic violence, they haven't been involved in repeated DUIs, they have given no evidence of life falling apart. I agree that I think there should be laws that allow red flag proceedings to say that there are certain people who may have guns who shouldn't. But that's a tiny minority of most of the decent people who have purchased firearms in this country legally and follow the law. Should the law be more restrictive in terms of isolating people who are obviously giving signs of trouble? I think it's striking that a gamer who didn't even know Salvador Ramos, a gamer actually reported him to the FBI, according to the Daily Mail. And this is just hours before the shooting. There has to be a better chance for actualizing that kind of information. Adam Kinzinger, who was leaving the Congress of the United States, unfortunately, I think he is an honest and conscientious and valuable Republican voice. He made a proposal that won't solve everything, but it could make the situation better, certainly, and ought to be bipartisan. This is on the Morning Joe Show, clip 9.
We just raised the age of purchasing cigarettes, for God's sakes, to 21. The age of buying alcohol is 21. I think the age to buy a gun should be 21. And people can come to me with all the caveats about, well, they can serve in the military. I'll say the same thing about drinking beer, by the way, between the age of 18 and 21. But I want to remind people that in the military, you have access to weapons, but the military deeply and intensely controls when you can have that weapon, when you can carry it, and when you can have ammo. You don't get to take it home and put it under your pillow. So that's really important for people to realize.
And this, by the way, is one of those things about the handling of guns in Israel. They understand that it is necessary for people to work with weapons in the military. That's the way you protect people. But you don't get to keep that weapon after you have served. The military, for guns in private hands, the minimum age is 27. Long after most people are done with military service. Could sports participation be part of the way that you deal with this particular threat? And then there's more about what we learn from the example of other countries, and we should be able to learn something and help to remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.